The 23rd day of the blessed month of Bermuda. The martyrdom of Saint George, the Prince of the Martyrs. On this day of the year 307 AD, the great among the martyrs, Saint George, was martyred. He was born in Cappadocia. His father's name was Anastasius, and his mother's name was Theobaste. When he was 20 years old, his father died, and he went to Emperor Diocletian to take over his father's position. He found that the emperor had apostatized the faith and ordered the worship of idols. George was sorrowful, and he gave all his wealth to the poor and set free his slaves. When he saw the edict of the emperor against the Christians, he became enraged and tore it. They took him before the emperor, and he cried out in their midst, saying, "For how long shall you pour your anger against the innocent Christians and force those who know the true faith to adopt the faith that you are in doubt of because it is fraudulent? So either you believe on this true faith, or at least do not disturb with foolishness those who are steadfast in it." The emperor asked Mephinius, one of his ministers, to pacify and persuade George. He asked him, "Who taught you to be daring like this?" The saint answered, "It is the truth," and then started to explain it to him. The emperor interrupted, reminding the saint with the ranks that he bestowed on him, and promised him with more if he denied his Christ. The saint refused, with pride, all these vain propositions. The emperor tortured him severely, but the Lord strengthened him and healed all his wounds. When the emperor was very weary of torturing George, he brought a magician whose name was Athanasius, who gave the saint a cup full of poison to drink. Saint George made the sign of the cross over the cup and then drank it. And when no harm came upon him, the magician believed in the Lord Christ and received the crown of martyrdom. The emperor became enraged and ordered to squeeze George until he delivered up his soul, and they cast his body outside the city. The Lord Christ raised him up, and the saint returned to the city. When the people saw him, 3,700 souls believed. The emperor ordered to cut off their heads, and they too received the crown of martyrdom. When Saint George stood before Emperor Diocletian, along with 70 kings that were sitting around him, they asked the saint, "We wish you to make these chairs that we are sitting on to put forth leaves and bear fruit." The saint prayed to the Lord Christ, and the Lord accepted his supplication, and the wooden chairs put forth leaves and bore fruit. They took him once to a cemetery and asked him to raise the dead within. He prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord raised them up after they talked to them. They returned to their graves and died. A poor woman brought her son, who was blind, deaf, and mute, and he prayed to the Lord Christ and then made the sign of the cross over him, and he was healed right away. Diocletian, during all of that, went on torturing Saint George until he was weary and bored of it. He started to be pleasant to the saint and promised to give him his daughter in marriage if he would offer the incense to the pagan gods. The saint pretended that he accepted his offer, and the emperor rejoiced and brought him to the royal palace. While Saint George was praying the psalms, the empress heard him and asked him to explain to her what he had said. He began to interpret to her all the events from the creation of the world to the incarnation of the Lord Christ, and his words entered her heart, and she believed in the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory. The emperor ordered to call upon all the men of the city to gather in order to see Saint George offering the incense to the emperor's gods. When a multitude gathered by the idols, George stood and cried at the idols in the name of the Lord Christ, the Savior of the world. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed all the idols. The emperor and all those who were with him were ashamed and returned to his palace full of fury and wrath. The empress told him, "Didn't I tell you not to oppose the Galilean? For their God is strong and mighty." The emperor was exceedingly angry with her, for he knew that Saint George had brought her also to his faith. The emperor, with rage, ordered to comb her body with a steel comb, and then cut off her head, and she, the empress, received the crown of martyrdom. Finally, Diocletian decided to put an end to the humiliation that befell him. So he ordered to cut off the head of Saint George, and he received the crown of martyrdom. A Christian took the body, wrapped it in expensive shrouds, and took it to the city of Lydda, his hometown, and they built a great church on his name there. May his intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.